Zog de heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Breures, Perik Hei, Mishnah Hei. Neman a Kayan Loimer. We trust a Kayan to say, Haresi Breure, I showed this Breure to a Mumcha, Ubal Mumhu. And that expert said it's a permanent blemish. It is a Mum Kavua, which means we're allowed to Shecht it. Wait a second. We just spent a whole Mishnah explaining how we don't trust Kayhanim. They could inflict their own blemish on a Breure so he can Shecht it or sell it. What happened over here? I've told you all along, Chazal's understanding of human nature is beyond anything we could possibly understand. The Tanoim of our Heilige Mishnah knew exactly where we can trust people and where we can't. A person will do shtick, so to speak, to find a heter. But while a person may go and say, I want the animal to get a mum, I may help along, and all of a sudden he puts the mum in, that he can do. That we can't trust him, that he didn't do it. But if you're not sure if it's actually a mum, to lie and say he showed it to an expert who said it is a mum, he's taking chances with a very serious issue. Because shechting an animal without a mum outside of the base of Migdash is a chi of karis. The kain is not going to lie about that. So we believe him when he says he went to an expert who said that this bechar's mum is a mum kavua and it's mutter. So once again, Zakta Mishnah, Masech des Breures Perik Hei Mishnah Hei, Neman HaKayin Loimer, a Kayin is believed to say, Haresi Breure, I showed this Breure to a mumcha, ubal mumhu, and he paskin, it's a mum kvua, and I'm allowed to shecht it. Now let's talk a little bit about Maaser Behema. All Yidden, not just Kayanim, Kayanim, Levim, Yisraelim, have to set aside Maaser Behema. What does that mean? It means one out of every 10 animals. Doesn't make a difference what type of kosher animal. Behemoth. It could be cows, it could be oxen, it could be sheep, it could be goats that are born in my herd. I have to give Maaser on it. How does it work? We lined them all up, they go through a narrow passageway, the 10th one I mark, and that's Maaser Behema. Now, this animal, that's Maaser Behema, I bring as a carbon in the base of Mikdash. If it gets a mum, I can't bring it as a carbon. Other carbonites, if they get a mum, you have to redeem it and use the money to get a different carbon. But like we have already learned, Bchara Maaser is the exception. In regard to Maaser Behema, if it gets a mum, I can just shecht it and eat it anywhere. But it has to get a mum, you can't give it a mum. So who's believed about the mum from Maaser Behema? Till now we're talking about Bchar, who's believed about the mum from Maaser Behema? Zok the Heilige Mishnah Hakol Nemanim, all people, including me, the owner of the animal. Just using it as a mashal. Don't happen to own any animals, I'm saying. Let's see, I'm a farmer. Hakol Nemanim, including me, the owner. We're all believed al mumei ha-maiser. When it comes to the mumim of an animal that is Maaser Behema, in other words, I can say, no, I didn't put this in. This happened on its own. I don't understand. We don't believe the Bchar, because we say he's going to dray a little bit and say that it happened on its own when he really did it. So why should you believe me with this Maaser Behema? I have the same taiva that the Kayan does, just to quickly get it to have a mum, so I can just shecht it and eat it without having to bring it as a carbon. Here's the answer. If someone was so desperate to get away with bringing the carbon, there's another Eitzah. He can legally, mitzad the halachis of Kachem, inflict a mum in his animals before it becomes Hegdish. Can't do that with a Bchar because it's born Hegdish. So he makes some kind of a slit in the ear. Then the animals come through, and the 10th animal becomes Maaser Behema, but it already has a mum from before, and that mum he was allowed to make. So with Maaser Behema, if he really wanted to get away with it, he has a way of doing it legally. So once it's Maaser Behema, if he says the mum happened on its own, we trust him, because if he wanted to make a mum, he could have done it before it was Hegdish. So once again, Memela, Hakol Nemanim, everyone is believed, Al Mumei HaMaaser, when it comes to who put the mum into the Maaser. If he says that he didn't do it, we believe him. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Bchar Shenisma Seina. We have a Bchar, its eye is blinded, Shenikta Yada, its foreleg was cut off, or Shenishba Ragloi, back leg is broken. Now there are certain types of blemishes where you need an expert to say that is a mum, it's not a mum, but these are very obvious mumim. Do I still have to go to an expert and say a pialacha, am I allowed to shecht it or not? Or can I just pass it on my own? Zakta Mishnah, Hareza Yeshachet al pi shloisha b'nei knesses. No. you need some kind of an official heter. It could be three members of just a shul or something. Three ordinary yidden who aren't experts. Now again, they have to be people that come to the Beis HaMedrash. That's why we're saying Knesses. They're part of a kehillah. They may not be special mumchem, trained in this field of being a veterinarian to know which mum is going to stay or not. They may not be major talmid chachamim, but they're in the Beis HaMedrash. They hear the words of Torah being taught. They have some knowledge. Good enough. So if my pchar has a mum, such an obvious mum, that anyone in the world is going to tell you, of course this is a mum. I still have to go to at least three people from the Beis HaMedrash, from the Beis HaKnesses, that come to Davdin, and they have to officially be matered. Can't be matered on my own. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, Afilu yeshem esrim u'shlosha. Even if there's a bezin, they're made up of 23 official dayanim. These are the dayanim of, not the big Sanhedrin that sits in the Lishkas HaGazis, but the Sanhedrin of each city. This is a very serious bezin. They can rule on cases where there's a chiyuv misa. But none of them has any particular smicha in regard to what's called a mum of a pchar. Not good enough. You understand the difference between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama says, take three people from shul. Yeah, they're there. They hear a shiur here and there. Good enough. Rabbi Yossi says, the bezin shel chof gimel. If they don't have particular smicha in regard to the inyan of a mum of a pchar, are not good enough, even if the mum is an obvious mum. Says Rabbi Yossi, lo yeshachet ela al pi mumcha. A pchar cannot be shechted only when you have an official expert who received reshus from the Nasi, or he has smicha in Eretz Yisrael, to check out pchares and say, yes, you can shecht it. And again, even if it's such an obvious mum. So quickly, chazring over our Mishnah, Sechtes Pchares Perikei Mishnah Hey. Kain is trusted to say, I showed this pchar to an expert, and he said it's a balmum. We don't think he's going to lie about that. Now, he's still going to need Edim that he didn't put the mum there. But once the Edim say no, the mum happened on his own, then we trust the Kain when he says, and then I went to an expert, and the expert told me that it's mutter, have the green light to shecht it. Incidentally, the Batanura says that for that matter, the Kain would be believed if he said that I was given this pchar by Yisrael when it already had the mum, because we're going to find out if that's true or not, if the Yid gave it him with the mum or without it. And there's a rule, says the Batanura, umilsa de avida la gluya le meshakri beinshi. That means something that you know you're going to get caught with the lie, you're not likely to lie about it. Then we learned everyone is believed when it comes to mumei meiser. I don't have to have Edim to say, no, he didn't inflict it, it happened on its own. If I say it happened on its own, I am believed, and that's because there is an option, if you really wanted to get away with being makrivit as a karbim, of putting the mum in before it becomes meiser. An option, obviously, which isn't available by a bchar, because there's no before, as soon as it's born as a bchar. A bchar that has an obvious mum, so l'char, you don't need a big expert to say that if it's missing an eye, or has a broken, what we call a hand, meaning the front foot or the back foot, that's called a mum kvua. But you still have to have some official authorization. You can go to three b'nei ha-knesses, according to the Tanakhama. If there is no yachid mumcha, you can go to three people that come to shul. They're not necessarily experts in b'char. They may not even be major talmid chachamim, but they have some shaychus. And they say, yes, this is a b'char. Now that's only if there is no yachid mumcha, by the way. If there is a yachid mumcha, you have to first go to the expert. That's similar to Afaras Nedarim. If there's a Yachid Mumcha, you can't go to three regular people. That's what the Tanakhama Rabbi Yossi says, absolutely not. Only an expert on Bchar, one who has Rishus from the Nasi to Paskin on Hilchas Bechayra, what's called a Mum or not, or he has Smicha in Eretz Yisrael, he's the only one that could Paskin, even on an obvious Mum. Never mind just three nice people that come to a Shir at night in the Beis HaKnesses or come to Davin, but even if you have the Bezdin of Chav Gimel, that's the Sanhedrin. That's in each city. It's not the Sanhedrin HaGadol, but it's the Sanhedrin that's in each city. They could paskin on Dinei Misa. But they can't paskin on a Bchar. You have to have a Yachid Mumcha. But the Batanura says that the Halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi.